The Alaska Public Offices Commission has levied a penalty of nearly $340,000 against Alaskans for open government. According to the commission, the group failed to meet the APOC reporting requirements in a timely fashion. KSKA's Len Anderson has more.
In the three-page letter dated August 5th, the Public Offices Commission cited tardy contribution acknowledgments dating back to May 2008. The last entry from a list of 21 was made on June 17th of this year. Alaskans for Open Government is a group that received contributions from various sources, many from outside the state, and passed them on to Clean Team Alaska. That's the group who promoted the initiative which became Ballot Measure 1 on the August 24th ballot. Proponents describe Measure 1 as an anti-corruption law. Opponents say it's a wide-reaching proposal that stifles political participation. APOC's executive director, Holly Hill, said policy forbids staff from discussing an unresolved case in the media. She referred any inquiries to the letter itself. Attorney Ken Jacobus is one of the deputy treasurers of Alaskans for Open Government. He says the situation began when APOC demanded that Open Government register as a political group.
Our position was that we didn't need to register as a group because we weren't running the ballot campaign. All that we were doing was providing some assistance to clean elections and, you know, other things too.
Jacobus says Alaskans for Open Government did register. The APOC letter dates that registration as June 2nd, 2010.
We don't want to hide anything. We're going to disclose all the money. We're going to disclose the donors. Even though we're not required to, we're going to do it. So the next thing that happened is they fined us for failure to register, which would be $33,200.
After the registration, slightly later filings included contributions made to Open Government and passed through to the initiative and subsequently the ballot measure group. That information was filed June 28, 2010, and covered a two-year period. According to the APOC letter, the group had always been required to file a contribution list. Therefore, the 21 contributions were 5,500 combined days late. The maximum penalty was $50 a day for a total of $276,600. APOC's letter also states that as a group required to have registered prior to August 7, 2008, Alaskans for Open Government failed to file in a timely fashion two required year-end reports. That penalty, just under $30,000, raising the combined total to just about $340,000. Jacoba says because Clean Team Alaska listed the contributors and stated that the money came through Alaskans for Open Government, his group didn't feel that they had to file. He added, once contributors knew that they would be identified through Alaskans for Open Government, the money dried up.
We knew the next step was going to be that if they say that we have to register, then they're going to say that the persons who donated money to AOG would have to identify themselves. And they were not Alaskans. And they knew that if they identified themselves and put their names before APOC, that APOC would come down on them.
According to Jacobus, a major contributor up to that point was Americans for Limited Government, a libertarian organization funded and run by New York real estate developer Howie Rich. Alaskans for Open Government will appeal the penalty.
What APOC does when it fines somebody like this, it normally in the letters lists the maximum fine, with or without the intent of actually imposing it. Now, I've talked to them about this. I've looked at the mitigation criteria, and we will be filing an appeal so that the matter can be actually considered by the Public Offices Commission itself. This letter came from the staff of the commission.
Jacoba says that appeal before the commission will not take place until after the August election. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.